Tony Jarvis came, and he was a young and dynamic person just out of seminary. He was a Harvard graduate. He was, you know, but he had a magnetism about him. And he took the youth group of a handful of people that showed up, and within a year or two had just an incredibly active youth group here that we met on Thursday evenings for a dinner and program. And it were so many, we filled the dining room downstairs, filled the dining room for this dinner, many of whom were friends of parishioners. I mean, I remember him making the comments, and I said, you know, folks, we're open on Sundays too. Because a lot of people, you know, a lot of high school kids would come on Thursdays, didn't necessarily darken the doors on Sundays. A lot of them weren't even members here, but they went to, whether it was Heights or Shaker or US or Hathaway Brown or wherever. And during those times, there would be a presentation, and then we'd break up by groups where there were four staff members, the rector, Chave McCracken, David Ernest, Tony Jarvis, and Betty Baker, who was head of the Christian education, and they would all take one grade level and go off for discussion groups. I mean, this was just an incredible. So not only did we have that, but then we became very involved with a lot of outreach. We didn't, that was not the label we had on it, but that's what it was. There was tutoring down into one of the churches in Cleveland down on Euclid Avenue. Engaged, he was, Tony was the kind of person you couldn't say no to. And he just, you know, people wanted to, he had a magnetism.